It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Normal Town Council approved an increase in property taxes and voted to refinance some outstanding debt. In the studio to talk about last night's meeting and public reaction to the Rivian Automotive deal that would put the high-tech auto startup in the former Mitsubishi plant is Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos. Chris, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas today.
Good to be here.
The town is leading efforts to get tax abatements in place from area taxing bodies. All of the major taxing bodies have approved the abatements as part of an economic incentive package that will help Rivian Automotive purchase the Mitsubishi plant. There was, in my opinion, a swift condemnation and an intense suspicion expressed on social media of the company and the town of Normal. What do you make of that?
You know, I think it has to do with the times and the last election. People are pretty negative right now, and it's kind of surprising. You know, some of the messages I was getting is the town's in bad shape. It's only going to get worse, and don't you dare try to do anything to fix it. And I'm not sure where that mindset comes from, but it's certainly not the community I want to live in, and a lot of people I know don't want to live in that environment.
There also seems to be a suspicion of elected officials. Again, you think an outgrowth of the last election?
I do think so. You know, and I understand people look at what's happening in the state and they're frustrated. They look at the gridlock in Congress. They're frustrated by that. But, you know, I will say pretty broad brush that what happens at a municipal level in the United States is where a lot of the real work gets done. And people are pretty altruistic about what they're doing and how they do it. You can agree or disagree, but to say that they're driven by ideology, it's just not accurate.
I saw online someone posted this, said, do we get to vote on the abatements? Can you share your view of local government elections and your role as mayor?
Well, in a sense, you know, I say you get to vote for the abatements because you voted for the people that are in office, you know, and it's not a true democracy in the sense, you know, township government is a true democracy where they caucus their membership and things like that. We're a representative form of government, and every 2 years people get to choose who they want to represent them and who they don't. And a lot of times people form an opinion pretty quickly on something, where when you're actually in the seat making those decisions, you research it, you hear pros and cons, you think about it, you deliberate, you talk with your fellow electeds, and that's how you reach a decision.
Have you changed any minds? Someone who said, oh, this is a bad deal, I'm not in favor of it?
I think so, a little bit, and I think you're going to see more. You know, Rivian has been pretty closed-mouthed about this, and they realize—
And that seems to have worked against them, at least locally.
I would agree, and I think they would agree at this point. And they have talked about, after the first of the year, talking more about what they're doing, who they are. You know, some of the things I found out about some of the leadership in that company, it's pretty amazing. I mean, the experience and the knowledge and the talent that they've assembled for that, once people start to find out who these people are, I think it's going to change their minds.
I might just plug GLT as well as a place to find more information. We did a 26-minute interview with R.J. Scaringe of Rivian, who had some fascinating things to say about the mobility model that he envisions for the future. Whether that comes to fruition or not is another thing, but of course he has a vision that maybe is worth exploring.
And it's the other thing I heard too, again, you know, big car companies are doing this, so why would you even try? You know, that is such an anti-entrepreneurial spirit.
Within an hour, I received 5 emails, including links to the online blog post that called the company shady in the headline. Willis Kern received those same emails and those links, and he and I, you know, joked in the newsroom. I said, well, I wonder if town officials and EDC officials have access to Google. So tell me about what kind of research you and others did to vet Rivian. I mean, I assume there are sources and avenues that aren't open to the general public.
Right. And we were well aware of that article. One blog post is what that amounts to on Rivian that's got everybody upset. One blog post. We knew about it going ahead. And, you know, we checked sources that we knew in the automotive industry about some of the principals in this company as we found out who they were. really, I think, meeting with R.J. Scaringe and the COO and the CFO of the company in an afternoon meeting prior to the council meeting really, really kind of opened our eyes, but reaffirmed what we kind of thought was happening with the company.
Some say Rivian will never produce a car, not one. That's what I've seen online. Let's say Rivian doesn't work out. Is the question, so what, or then what?
The question becomes, well, we've still got a car plant that somebody's invested $40 to $60 million in. So we still have an asset in our community that somebody else might want to take advantage of. You know, they said the same thing about Mitsubishi. The naysayer said Mitsubishi would never open. It would go out of business in 10 years. And I actually heard a few people when Mitsubishi announced that they were leaving the North American manufacturing market. So kind of were like, see, I told you so.
After 30 years. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what's going on at the Mitsubishi plant now? I understand there are a handful of employees, maybe former Mitsubishi workers out there working for Rivian.
I've been told the same thing. I can't verify that for sure, but I'm not surprised at that. There is significant senior talent of Mitsubishi employees that are still in the community. My guess is they're being brought in as consultants to help Rivian understand the mechanics and the nuances of that factory.
Just the blueprint. I mean, the place
right.
is huge.
Exactly.
This isn't a traditional factory that's going to produce traditional cars, or at least it probably will not be. What kind of technology do you think might spring from this venture before a car is produced, or even if a car is never produced?
Well, again, I know some of the byproduct that they're looking at, but you're going to have to get it from them. I'm still under an NDA on that.
But do you think it could be a catalyst for that area for other high-tech industry?
Well, of course it will. I mean, any automotive manufacturing, the supply chain is key to profitability. So that they're going to ask other companies that are their suppliers to be close by. In fact, I think that they're thinking about bringing some of those companies in-house into the plant to be on site to improve their supply chain line. And I think they're also thinking about subcontracting some of the operations, say stamping, to a different company. They wouldn't own it, but the people that would own and operate that company would be in the plant using the stamping equipment that's there.
That's Mayor Chris Koos. The community's mayors join us most Tuesdays following regular Monday evening council meetings or after special meetings. The Bloomington Council was also in session last night, and you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner in a few moments. The normal council voted to approve a property tax increase last night. You and I talked about this in November, and you said even in an election year, you and the town don't kick the can down the road. What will the cost be to the owner of an average valued home?
Well, the cost will be about $13 a year. And the reason for doing this increase, and it's interesting, I was just reading an article in the Washington Post, I think it was, about CalPERS, the California pension system, that is in pretty deep trouble right now because they overestimated their investment income from the money they hold for pensions. And this is happening all over, and we're trying to be proactive on this and keep on in line for keeping our pensions fully funded and have them fully funded by 2040. That's our goal. So, you know, if pension incomes improve, we'll adjust accordingly.
People look at the incentive package for Portillo's, for instance, and say, well, how about not giving the restaurant developer money and let me keep my $13 a year? Is it a straight line like that?
It is not. It is not. I mean, and it's hard. Honestly, when I first got on council in 2001, you know, I was scratching my head over those things. And you learn how local government works and how the cash flows work and what money goes where. That $13 will generate $350,000 to $450,000 a year, or not the $13.
The Portillo's deal.
The Portillo's deal, which will be a net gain for the community. And it was a complicated deal, but I think at the end of the day, it's going to be beneficial to the community.
The town also voted to refinance 2007 bond debt. What were some of the things those bonds were used to pay for? And how much will the refinancing?
Oh, you caught me.
Okay.
likely Uptown. I don't know which specific bond issue relates to what specific project offhand. I could get that information for you.
How much will the refinancing save?
It'll save us about $2.25 million. And this is the third time we've done this.
And what about the town's indebtedness? How does it compare to other similar-sized communities?
You know, it depends on the projects that are going on in a community. We are well within our limit, 10% of budget. We're well within that in terms of responsible amount of debt. We have a AAA credit rating, which is really looking at our debt management. So we're at the top of the game in terms of the people that issue that debt. We're pretty solid.
Mayor Chris Koos, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas. I also want to say thanks for making time for GLT and Sound Ideas and for our listeners in 2016. Our regular conversations with the mayors and our reporting on municipal issues is one of the things our listeners tells us that they value most about this radio station. You are part of that, of course. So thanks for the literal multiple hours you gave GLT in 2016, and I hope you have a great 2017.
Thank you, Mike. And this is so important for the community. There needs to be an outlet for people to understand what's going on at the local government. And it's getting harder, and I'm not going to bash any other media sources. The media game has gotten tougher, I think. Everybody knows.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been tougher for everybody. So the ability to keep local people informed of what's going on in their community is very important.
Well, thanks for being part of that, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate it.